You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Glad you're with us. Please tell your friends about us. What an extraordinary week it's been. All of us at JDFI joined the American people in thanking God that the U.S. military was able to strike Iranian nuclear sites on June 21st. One of the world's most dangerous regimes must not be allowed to have the world's most deadly weapons. It's as simple as that. The operation, I know we've all seen the accounts of it. It was carried out flawlessly and with precision, miraculously, and I don't use the word lightly. I think it was a miracle, actually. Miraculously, it has been reported that the Iranian military was so fooled by what we did, was so caught off guard, that they were not able to fire one missile at a U.S. aircraft before those planes had already left Iranian airspace. Think about that. That is extraordinary. You know, there have been times in our history where unbelievable things happen. And in our country, back in those years, we were a lot more Christian than we are now. And when those things were happening, Americans used to just all reach the same conclusion. That was God's hand that did that. Well, today, you know, we're more secular. There's a lot of controversy, a lot of divisions in America. So the great majority of the American people probably will not say that was God's hand, but I have no hesitation in saying it and believing it. I believe that was God's hands. Now, nobody can predict what the days and weeks ahead will bring. Just a day or so ago, we had the president announce that there's been a ceasefire between Iran and Israel that he sort of brokered. That's fantastic. But then in less than a day, less than 24 hours, it looked like the ceasefire was broken. So obviously, this is a fluid situation. It's hard to predict what the next development will be. But I commend President Trump, as I know all of us do, for not only taking the military action that we had to take, but then also when that was over, doing everything he could and can do to try to bring a peace, even if it is an unsettled peace in the Middle East. Now, I know a lot of people out there, and I join them in this, we're all worried about the possibility that in the weeks and months ahead, sleeper cells in the United States might end up striking the American homeland. A lot of information's come out just in the last 48 hours about how many Iranians were able to enter the United States during the 4 years under President Biden when we basically had open borders. And we know that many of those Iranians that came into the United States had things in their background that linked them to radical movements, even to terroristic movements, and yet they were allowed to enter our country. We know there were 2 million gotaways. These were people from all over the world whose backgrounds were so bad, they didn't just walk in and allow themselves to be taken by American authorities. They paid the human traffickers extra money to avoid any representative of the U.S. government. And we believe the numbers of people that did that may be as high as 2 million, as I said. You have to know that among them, there are people that mean America harm. And so we, the entire American defense establishment, Homeland Security, they all assume, they all believe there are sleeper cells in the United States. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are stepping up efforts to keep American families and communities safe. There are particular concerns about attacks on churches and synagogues. So at JDFI, we would urge If you're a church or synagogue out there and you have not taken steps before now to increase the security at your place of worship, you need to do that. Now, something else extremely significant happened on the day of the attack on the Iranian nuclear program by the brave men and women in the United States Armed Forces. And I don't think what I'm about to talk about has received the attention it deserves. Later that night, President Trump, along with Vice President Vance, Secretary of State Rubio, and Secretary of Defense Hegseth, briefly addressed the nation to inform and reassure the American people about the momentous events that were taking place. And it was at the end of those very brief remarks that the president made that I believe the president said something that brought joy to the heavens and to our Creator. A lot of the media missed it, of course, or maybe they didn't miss it, but they intentionally ignored it. Here is the quote that grabbed my attention, and this is the president speaking.
And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We love you, God. I am virtually certain that no modern American president has ever uttered those powerful words. Many presidents will ask God to bless America, particularly at times of trouble and fear. That phrase, God bless America, has almost been mechanical or almost merely a habit of American presidents. Some have wondered or pondered in recent years whether we can legitimately ask God to bless America if America continues to destroy God's innocent creation in the womb. Corruption has grown in our country, and our culture is more decadent perhaps now than it's ever been. Should we really expect God to bless us? Aren't we displaying a little bit of chutzpah to ask Him to bless us, given some of the things we've allowed to happen? But President Trump didn't just say, God bless us. It wasn't an order, as so many presidents give. The president said that we love God. And as I said, President Trump's voice, you may have heard it yourself, President Trump's voice caught. It was almost imperceptibly when he spoke the four words. This wasn't some act. This wasn't scripted. This wasn't bravado or bragging. I have no doubt that this was heartfelt from a man, a president, who I know believes that God spared his life from an assassin's bullet. You know, this is a time, very important time, to remember the theological worldview of the leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran. They are calling out to Allah to bring them victory. The mullahs of Iran and their scholars believe that the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, is coming soon. When he arrives, they believe he will immediately start slaughtering Christians and Jews. They want to hasten the day of that slaughter. So in view of that, it is powerful and theologically significant to hear our president say, we love you, God. The God that we love and he loves is the God who said, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. So now choose life so that you and your children may live. So I believe this was an important moment. But you know, sometimes I'll go off on a tangent and maybe I'll see significance in something that others don't see the same thing. So as I was thinking about this, the thought came to me, you know what? I am going to ask our good friend, Michelle Bachman. She's a board member of JDFI. Michelle Bachman has a wide variety of experience in the Middle East. She knows American history. She loves Israel, just as we do at JDFI. And I wanted to find out whether she saw the same significance in President Trump saying those words that I saw. So, Michelle, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you, Gary.
You know, share with us what you think about what President Trump said on the evening of that successful attack by the United States on the Iranian nuclear program, and what the president said with the other people surrounding him as he addressed the nation.
It was completely different than anything I had ever heard before from a president of the United States. You know, again, the context is this was the most significant military achievement, I believe, in world history, in 5,000 years of recorded human history. We've never had an operation of this level of sophistication as successful as this one was. And I think that President Trump demonstrated even he was stunned by the flawless success of this mission, as was Vice President Vance, as was Secretary of State Rubio, as was Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. As they stood there in the hallway just in front of the East Room, the president was thanking our military. But then out of his mouth, he said, thank, and then he said, God. And it burst out of him. And then he said, we love you, God. And it was one of the most authentic statements. There's nothing political about it. Usually, if you have a president, they're reading off of a teleprompter, they're reading off of a prearranged script that they approve, but that someone else wrote for them. This was completely different. It almost looked like it was off script. The President Trump knew in that moment how big this was, this victory that had occurred, because again, what happened? This was a preventing of World War III. The world was poised to have the jihadists in Iran to use for the first time nuclear weapons in perhaps less than a month against Israel and the United States. But in that moment, President Trump made the incredible decision that could have gone completely wrong. So many things could have gone wrong, and this wouldn't have been a success. This was a complete success. There's just no other way to put it. And I think it wasn't lost on President Trump. And so what we heard from him was his spirit, his gut, his mind, his heart. In that moment when he just said, God, we love you, God. This was beyond human ability to have anything this successful. Impossible, and yet he knew, he understood. You could tell by the sobering, ashen looks on the faces of the Vice President and the Secretary of Defense and our Secretary of State that they agreed. They knew this wasn't them. They weren't taking the glory. This was God that was getting the glory. And the next morning, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth did the same thing. He gave God the glory, all praise and glory for what God had done. This was remarkable. And this is the God of the Bible.
Yes.
We had the Ayatollah. They give praise to a false God. It's not the same God. Allah isn't the same God. As Christians, we need to remember, and as Jews, we need to remember the God of the Bible and the first commandment. We forget the first commandment. First commandment says that I am the God that saved you out of Egypt. I rescued you. Have no other gods before me. There is only one God. And there are people who believe in false gods. But that doesn't mean we equate these gods. There is no equating. There is only one God. And so President Trump and our American leaders recognized that it was in that moment. There's no hubris. It's time to give glory to the one who gave success. And it's that God of the Bible, the one that under the first commandment, we are to reject all other gods and only give God the glory and the credit in all things. And President Trump did that.
Michelle, thank you for that analysis. It's exactly what I was thinking. I believe that millions of Christians around our country heard those words and had a sense of peace about things to know that we have a leader that thinks about God, worships God, believes God's hand is still in the American Republic. Most Christians in America voted for President Trump, but even if you were one that did not vote for him, that you had some problems or whatever, I think you should take comfort in knowing that we have an American president that is really almost like one of the founders in his reliance, as they were reliant on God when the nation was founded, that we have a president in these dangerous days that relies on God and the decisions he's making to keep all of us safe and our families safe. So God bless you, Michelle. Thank you for spending a little time with me on the podcast today, and looking forward to the exciting days ahead.
Thank you, Gary.
Michelle and I agree. This is an amazing thing to hear the President of the United States saying. I do believe it brought joy to the heart of God. Thank you for being with us this week on our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Take comfort in knowing, whatever the headlines in the months ahead are, that God is in control. God bless you all.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.